Recorded Books presents Performance All the Way Down, Genes, Development, and Sexual Difference by Richard O. Prum, narrated by Graham Winton. Prologue. This book is simultaneously an exploration of the definition and meaning of sex, a feminist material philosophy of the body, a scientific exercise in rethinking causality in genetics and development, an invitation to take a queer perspective on organismal biology and evolution, and a non-reductive model for the relationship between science and culture. The book is a scientific exploration of ideas and approaches that have been pursued in queer and feminist philosophy and science studies for decades, but from a different, distinctly biological perspective. I ask what sex is and what it means scientifically to question the essentialist, binary concept of sex. This book connects queer feminist thought broadly to the fields of genetics, developmental biology, and evolutionary biology in new and, I think, unexpected and productive ways. In the book, I will openly question whether certain foundational scientific categories, like male and female, have been defined in specific ways to preclude the results of their investigation, to prevent even the perception of their scientific shortcomings and weaknesses, and to maintain a patriarchal, heteronormative status quo. To pursue this idea, we will delve into details of the genetics and developmental biology of sex that pose real stakes for society at large. The goal will be to investigate phenomena and identify new commonalities that would be difficult to perceive without interdisciplinary conversations and substantial give and take between biology and queer feminist studies. As a lifelong ornithologist, I have focused my own scientific research and writings on issues in avian biology and evolution that lie far from questions of human gender and sex. You may rightly wonder how a bird-watching evolutionary biologist ends up writing a book about a queer scientific perspective on human gender and sex. What expertise can I bring to these well-studied issues? I don't have prior formal education in feminist theory or developmental genetics, which are, of course, vast, diverse, and rich fields of research populated by many dedicated, creative, and influential scholars. Nor do I have the lived, personal experience of a sexual minority that could otherwise inform my views of these topics. What can I, pale, male, and Yale, bring to the discussion of the profound questions of sex and gender? How did a life's work in ornithology and evolutionary biology lead me to write this book? The full story would involve delving deep into ornithology, which I would love, but this is not a book about birds. Nevertheless, bird fans can take heart that a few examples from avian biology will pop up to briefly peer out of the intellectual foliage in these pages from time to time. Rather, this book presents a queer feminist theory of the organism. Here I want to describe how my research in ornithology contributed specifically to the scientific perspectives and intellectual goals that led directly to this work. Taking birds seriously. Having started bird watching as a child, I always felt certain that I would pursue a life of birds, even though I didn't have any concrete ideas about what that could actually be. Before college, I was intrigued by ecology and vitally interested in conservation. I imagined myself working as a park ranger or refuge manager, which were the only jobs I thought might involve birds. But from my very first undergraduate classes, I realized that evolution was the area of biology that addressed the issues that I found so fascinating about birds: their astounding diversity, complicated history, and patchy distributions around the world. I soon became involved in early efforts to reconstruct the history of avian diversification through phylogenies, explicit hypotheses of the historical relationships or genealogies of species and higher groups of birds. In the early 1980s, the concepts and practice of producing phylogenies were considered by many to be controversial, disruptive, and even revolutionary. But I found the new focus on reconstructing organismal history irresistible. The fascinating thing about the concept of phylogeny is that it transforms the traditional lineage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?